This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, man, you're going to love this story. Pennsylvania Planned Parenthood clinic thinks that Disney should have a princess who's had an abortion. They want to put that into their library of admirable women like Belle or Mulan or Pocahontas, etc. So here are the details. Pennsylvania's Office of Planned Parenthood tweeted The View on Tuesday and was apparently met with some pushback. According to The Wrap, the tweet was deleted just hours after it appeared. Planned Parenthood. Other brilliant suggestions for Disney princesses include princesses who are, quote, pro-choice. They want an undocumented immigrant princess and a union worker and a trans princess. Now, welcome, everybody. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, The Kevin Jackson Show. See, this is what I don't like about the liberal agenda. It wants to remove feminism and the femininity of women and replace it with feminist activities, feminist ideals and views. What's wrong with having a princess who is undefiled, who is essentially pristine and pure? Isn't that what it was about? The object of purity and sanctity. That's what these princesses are built on. Let me put it to you this way. Stormy Daniels is never going to be a princess in anybody's eyes. I'm not casting aspersions on her, but if you marry Stormy Daniels and you want her in a white dress, well, you know, you're just for shiggles. Because once you marry Stormy Daniels, you understand what you're getting. You're not getting a princess. You're getting a porn star. It's okay. Even I will tell you, conservative guys, if your son comes home and he's got a girl who's, you know, of ill repute, as they say, if she loves your son or your daughter and wants to treat him really nicely and all that and is, you know, gone away from whatever that lifestyle or what have you, embrace it. I know that sounds weird, and it's tough to do because who do you want for your kids? You want your kids with well-adjusted people. You want your kids with somebody who had two parents who were adjusted, who had a family life that was, quote, normal. Trust me, that's getting tougher and tougher to find these days. If you raise your kids normal, it's going to be very slim pickings for them. But we also live in a world where we can help people understand their pathologies and what their issues are. We are all redeemable. And I'm not going to tell somebody, don't choose somebody because they've had a rough life. People choose different circumstances. Now, I will tell you this. If you choose Stormy Daniels at the age of 17, a girl who would leave a job, you know, a menial job, a regular job under the name of Stephanie Richards or whatever her name was, Clifford's rather, and then you go to a strip club and do the amateur night and decide that's what the course of life you want. If your son picks that type of a person, he's going to have a rough life with her. It's just the truth. If your son picks I'll use me as an example with your daughter. If your daughter picked a little kid who grew up, whose father, you know, mom left his father because he was a terrible person, and then she later dies and he gets no help, you're dealing with somebody who's got issues. I'm using me as an example. A kid who doesn't know how to quite feel, who has to learn how to get in touch with himself. Just being blunt, your daughter needs somebody who... Now, I was lucky because I got raised by my grandparents who gave me a very normal, loving husband-wife relationship. But it was my grandparents, and I still was dealing with these unresolved issues of my parents, of my mother. So luckily for me, my grandparents did give me some semblance of normalcy, and that's why I'm not off the deep end. But had I not had that, had I gone into foster care and a bunch of other stuff, keep your daughter away from me. I wouldn't know how to handle relationships. What good parenting does is it teaches a child how to look at a relationship and be able to deal with the ups and downs and understand it. That's what you're looking for. But the left, they don't want that. They, instead of telling your daughters and your sons about life in general and what's going to make life easier versus what's going to make it hard. Life's going to be hard no matter what. The question is it going to be super hard or is it going to be hard? Those are your in-betweens. Now, occasionally, life's going to be good, and it'll balance out the rough spots. But it's either going to be hard or it's going to be unbearable. And you can make it unbearable. You can choose the wrong people to put in your lives, and it will make it unbearable. It's just the truth. And so what the left wants to do by saying, hey, let's have a prostitute princess. I mean, that's essentially what they're saying. You know, if you can have a princess who had an abortion, well, why not? What limits should we put on this princess? And while we're at it, why don't we redefine what a princess is? Because every dad goes, oh, my little girl, she's my little princess who, by the way, has abortions. Yeah, that's what every dad does. He's doting on his abortion-having princess. Why don't we create abortion Barbie? You know, and even better, let the girl deliver it. You know, be a doctor and take the forceps and pull the baby out by pieces. Let them do that. And why don't we have executioner Barbie or executioner Ken? You know, well, I mean, if we're going to go this route, let's just go all the way. How about we just get rid of everything that represents good? Huh? How about that, leftist? Would you be pleased then? So you could raise your kids to say, oh, disregard God, disregard purity, disregard the sanctity of marriage and all these other things that these square conservatives hold near and dear, because you know what? We can have abortion Barbie and executioner Ken and roadkill Randy and whatever else. I don't know. Come up with whatever you want. And let's just make it a bunch of DC Marvel comics of scumbags. And let's just pretend that there is no good in the world. Unbelievable. And then we'll politicize all this other stuff. A union worker. Really? What? A union worker princess. Let me tell you something. I don't know many princesses that work menial jobs. I don't. And when people talk about making a princess, when parents do it, they're thinking about somebody who lives a charmed life. It's very rare, but we want to believe that it can happen. Oh, and a tranny princess? As I've said before, folks, there is no such thing as a transsexual. There isn't. You can, if you want to live and you want to say I'm a boy and I want to live as a girl, I got no problem with that. But you're not a transsexual. You have not switched sexes, no matter what people tell you. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about, folks. Glad you're here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit QuantumHarvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at QuantumHarvest.net.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Women's magazines, oh my goodness. I used to joke about the covers of these magazines, and it would be things like, you know, 7 ways to light his fire, or, you know, ways to know if your man's cheating, or, you know, things like that, like what to wear out for that hot date, or how to find this guy, or whatever. And I look at these things, I don't even look at them anymore, but I'd be shopping with my grandmother, and or I should say she'd be shopping, I'd be with her, and I'd be begging, you know, can I get this candy bar, can I get this, can I get this? No, you can't. But I would look at the magazines, and I would be like, really? And what was funny, I learned this over the years of being a very observant kid, that they seemed to just swap out. You know, like it would be 7 ways to light his fire, and then the next week another magazine would have 13 ways to light his fire, or there's really only 2 ways to light a man's fire, or what do you need to light a man's fire? And so there would be variations of this theme, and so it got me curious. I'd go back and look. Wish I had the internet then, but I could go through my grandmother's magazines and go, I knew I saw this 2 years ago because she kept them. And we'd give them away on a paper drive. You guys may be too young to remember. Because now you have recycling bins, but we would have a paper drive. And you take all, you store up all the magazines and newspapers and stuff you read throughout the year, and we just put them all out front, and they would come by and pick them up in, as part of the paper drive. And so, anyway, I'd find these magazines, and I'd say, God, it's just repetitive stuff. And it's usually, you know, relationship stuff. Either why you should leave a man for this reason, or why he may have left you for this reason, or how do you keep him, and how does he keep you, and all these different ideas. And this, you know, look, I get it. There are many people need relationship advice. I don't think I would want the Reader's Digest version, and Dr. Phil wasn't around, but I'm sure there were lots of self-help books that could tell you how to do it, and it isn't using, say, Women's Day or Cosmo or whatever. It's particularly Cosmo. And I don't know much about when periodicals came out. Like, was Cosmo done in 1960 or was it done in the 1800s? But here's what I can tell you. Over the last 30 years, it's gone from being something to be helpful to women to something that essentially degrades women, degrades men simultaneously, and essentially, I don't know, it's been progressivized, liberalized, leftized to the point where it's nothing but smut. It's smut without the women necessarily taking off their clothes. It's burlesque without the allure, you know, the alluring quality of it. There's a story out obviously circulating at Walmart. And I'm reading this. Walmart is saying goodbye to Cosmo. And that's not really the case. They said the retail giant will remove the women's fashion magazine from checkout lines at 5,000 stores across the country. Now, I want you to think about 5,000 stores that you go into Walmart and you go through the checkout line, and every one of those checkout lines, there's a Cosmo. And a Walmart probably has conservatively 10 to 15 checkout lines. So there are 50,000 Cosmos greeting you as you walk by. Now, I don't know how many get sold, you know, because print media to me is overrated. It's expensive. And now we've got the internet. But, you know, that's a lot of magazines. So certainly the potential for a lot of magazines to get sold, particularly when you figure they don't just have one magazine in the store. I mean, I know they've got the 10 in the checkout lines, but I'm saying maybe they're too deep, you know, so that, you know, 100,000, whatever number of magazines. So that's a big number for them. But in a statement shared with USA Today, Walmart spokesperson Megan Kring said, "As with all products in our store, we continue to evaluate our assortment and make changes. Walmart will continue to offer Cosmopolitan to customers that wish to purchase the magazine, but it will no longer be located in the checkout aisles. While this was primarily a business decision, the concerns raised were heard." Now, what are the concerns? Everything I just described. Scantily clad young women. There used to be a magazine. I want to say, was it like Young Cosmo or Girls Cosmo? I know there's L and L for Girls or something like this. So what they're doing is they're sexualizing these kids earlier and earlier. They're giving them delusions of grandeur through the glamorization of women that the average girl cannot achieve. First of all, most of these girls are not model good looks. I'm talking about the ones getting these magazines. They don't have model good looks. And for those that may have a shot, they don't have the money to be glamour, to be that glamorous. And so what happens? You put expectations of girls to be these glamour queens, which completely conflicts with the feminist view that says you don't have to shoot for that. That's what's funny about leftism, is how it, as I always say, it spirals in on itself. So Walmart has apparently been getting complaints about the very things that I've been talking about that I noticed years ago when I was writing comedy for a guy named Vinny. And I would talk about all these different things that we'd see on the cover. And, you know, 15 ways to light this fire. I'm like, you won't even get to number two. The joke was show up naked. And then we will show up naked with a six-pack of beer. Show up naked with a six-pack of beer and some Doritos and some sandwiches. You know, I mean, but the key, show up naked. Ladies, let me save you some suspense. If you have a guy, no matter who he is, and you've been with him for 10 years, and I mean, if you're really in love with the dude and he likes you, you know, he loves you, I promise you, if you want to freak him out, put on the old raincoat, you know, come tell them you're going to run out to go to the grocery store, go into the garage, change into your nothing, your birthday suit, and put your raincoat on, come back in front and ring the doorbell. When he opens the door, and hopefully it's not a surprise party, but just say, "Hi, honey, I'm home," and open up your raincoat and watch what happens. He's going to adore you. I promise you, because that's a cool thing. You want to light his fire? I just gave you the secret. You don't have to read another magazine. Just do that. And here's the deal. Do it once a quarter. Watch what happens. Do it once a month. It'll never leave his fascination. Now, don't make it so routine. You might change the day or the time of the day or whatever. But maybe you change the shoes you're wearing. Okay? Not that he'll notice. But if you do that, and I mean, and he really enjoys you, thinks you're a sexy lady, whatever, I promise you, he's going to be like, "That, she's just so amazing. It's wonderful. We're not that, guys are not that complicated." I know. Trust me. You read the magazines. They want to make it sound, "The way through his heart is through this and that dinner and all." Look, all that stuff's great. But he appreciates you. It's really, but you don't sell a lot of magazines with my attitude. Because the Cosmo wants you to think that there's some deep, dark this, that, and the other. Believe me, there are things that, you can do to turn a guy off. There are things you can do to turn him on. There's more beyond that, and you want to eventually move beyond just the physical. But it is, in that act that I was just talking about, it's not even the physical. And if you're rock, if you're drop-dead gorgeous, you got a Victoria's Secret model, that's one thing. But I'm saying, just the fact that you're willing to do something that will boom, almost shock the mind, that's an aphrodisiac for the average dude. Believe me. So enjoy these types of things. But anyway, they say this. You can go through and buy your groceries with your family knowing you don't have to be exposed to this graphic and often degrading and offensive material. And co-vice president of advocacy and outreach, Haley Halverson, said, instead of all these magazines will be moved in isolation to the magazine racks. Good for Walmart.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You want some signs? So Killer Mike, he's a rapper. He put out a statement or something on his Facebook or whatever. He said, if you're his kid, he says, if you go to attend this walkout that they were planning for the schools, he says, you can walk out of the house. Because here's a guy that understands what guns can really mean in protecting himself and his family. Now, look, I don't know if this guy is one of these rappers that's, you know, from the streets and all that. Probably so. But he gets it. I'm from the streets. I've seen shootouts. And I've also lived in the country where I know what a firearm is supposed to be and the safety therein. But here's the thing about the gun control thing. And by the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. If you want to reach us, 844-551-8255. This gun control discussion is going to be the death nail of leftism. They believe that they've trained enough people to be able to say, look, guns are bad, and that's the end of it. That's not the case. When you get a guy like Rapper Mike, or you get Ice-T, or you get Samuel L. Jackson, by the way, both of those guys, again, strong, supposedly liberal Democrats, who when you get into the concept of guns go, they lose blacks. They're going to lose blacks on that issue. Here's another thing they're going to lose blacks on. They're going to lose blacks on the issue of Stormy Daniels and trying to make hay out of this story where Donald Trump, billionaire playboy, may have, quote, slept with a porn star, you know, during his marriage or whatever. I mean, they're watching Clinton play the saxophone all over again, meaning that people don't look at those things as they see the flaws therein, but they look at that as making him human. And I'm just telling you, I'm not moralizing about it one way or the other. Y'all leave that for you to decide. What I'm telling you is it's a sign. When you look at how they've used black culture and you ask yourself, how's Trump winning these folks back little by little? Because the black vote is being won. It's being won back little by little. Donald Trump's doubled his black vote since his election. And I'm going to predict again, because this is a project we're working on, he's going to get another 3-6% when it's all said and done, and it's going to be the undoing of the Democrats. That's why they've shifted to this sanctuary city and all this other stuff, which, by the way, is not going to win. You cannot win telling people, I'm not going to protect you, I'm going to protect illegals over you. Folks, these are signs. The Democrats have no policy position that can defeat you, that can defeat the conservative movement. Not a single one. All you have to do is be vigilant, stay strong, stay steadfast in what you believe. And I'm telling you, they are going to crumble. They are so used to this system working for them, where they say it, leftists repeat it, legislatively somebody endorses it and implements it with or without you, and there it goes. It's just like, okay, well, I just got Obamacare put on me. I didn't really want it. And then you try to get it out, and they're like, oh, it'll kill the widows and orphans and whatever else. And you have a president now who's saying, I don't care what they tell you. I don't care how it's been done. It's fake news, and I'm going to do it my way, which, by the way, is the common sense way. You'll get it, and so will your peers. And everybody's going, it's mystical and it's magical. No, it isn't. It's just common sense. Donald Trump has come along in the era of common sense where it doesn't exist, and he does most of these things based on just good, solid, you know, things that you would do if you ran the country. And don't misunderstand me. There's some moves he's making with trade and things like that where he's paying a little bit of chicken. But guess what? I know who's going to blink. I know who's going to swerve the car and get out of the way. China will. Russia will. North Korea will. And Donald Trump knows the art of the deal. He knows what he's got to play with. And he knows. See, here's the thing about a negotiation. You know what your strengths are. And you also know how far you're willing to give in. That's what you need in a negotiation. Everything else is nuanced from there. But if you keep that in mind, like, I'm the only guy who can manufacture this for at this price or in this quantity or whatever, and this is the price that I'm firmly willing to go to. So if you make a widget and somebody needs that widget and they want to get you down that, and your cost on it is, say, 50 cents to make, and you want to make a buck, right? So you want to sell it for $1.50. And you say to yourself, the lowest I'm willing to go is a dollar. I'm going to make double my profit. I'm the only guy. So let's say there's two competitors and they got a certain amount of quantity, whatever. Whatever that information is, you know, here's my capacity. Here's all the things that could sway me in terms of what I want to do with this. But here's my bottom line. And as long as you go and somebody says, well, you know, we were thinking about, you know, 80 cents. And you go, well, then you're probably thinking about that with somebody else. And because you can say that definitively. You don't have to go, I wonder if this is a negotiation. He may be feeling you out. But you can say, if you think you're going to get this product for 80 cents from me, then you're obviously, I would suggest you get help. You need to go and recalibrate. So you're giving the guy an idea, oh, that's crazy. Now, the way you say it might make it seem like, well, we're close, or you may make it sound like you are so far off, it's not even worthy of discussion. That's the nuance of the negotiation. Trump's good at this. But what I can tell you is he already knows what he's willing to go to when he gets into that negotiation. However he plays it in the public, you can look at it any way you want. He knows. And that's a good thing. So when you look at all these things that are happening, these signs, folks, these guys protesting guns, don't you worry about your guns being confiscated. What should be happening is you should be saying to the Democrats, hey, keep coming after the guns. Come on. Bait those clowns. They're never going to get our guns. Never. Not as long as we exist, they're never going to get our guns. The Democrats have no policy position that can defeat you, that can defeat the conservative movement. Not a single one. All you have to do is be vigilant, stay strong, stay steadfast in what you believe. And I'm telling you, they are going to crumble. The question becomes, do they do enough damage to these youngsters to make them willingly want to give them up? Nobody's going to give up that protection as long as we're around. We make too much sanity around guns. By the way, the NRA, the amount of money that they have, the amount of lobby power, etc., this should never even be a discussion. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what it is that why they play the games that they play, because there's no reason for us. For example, the statistics of gun use and prevention of crimes is an easy win. The statistics around gun use and preventing and talking about it in terms of rape and talking about it in terms of, and as I said, preventing other crimes. But I'm talking about putting it in terms of women's issues, putting it in terms of black issues, etc. It's so easy to do that it should never be discussed. If they wanted to do this, they could, and they could end this discussion. The end-all, be-all of this discussion is, who are you to tell me what lengths I should be willing to go to protect myself. Oh, Kevin, society will do it for you. Okay, then how many crimes do cops solve versus the number, are committed versus the number of crimes that there are police officers? In other words, if there are 50 crimes committed in a city, or obviously there's more than that. Let's say there's New York's got 1,000 cops. How many crimes are committed every day? I don't know how many, but it's got to be multiple thousands. Robberies, burglaries, rapes, shootings, stabbings, beatings, etc. There's got to be thousands. So, in other words, if in order for there for you to be able to protect me, you would have to assign me a cop. That's just the net of it. If you can't assign me a police officer, you can't protect me. It's pretty much that simple. So, in order for me to increase the odds of my ability to protect myself, I either learn martial arts, which is helpful to a degree, or I can get a firearm. There's nothing inside of human nature that says I won't protect myself. Give me the weakest need sissified liberal you can tell that you have, and I can put them in circumstances where they would say, man, if I'd only had a gun. Now, when you can get that out of people, then you can move forward with the progressive agenda. But until that happens, I heard somebody the other day say, you know, I'm not one for the death penalty. But then that person that killed my relative or my mother or my cousin or my brother or my sister, I could see myself wanting to be the one to pull the plug or, you know, inject the needle. Because that's the way things work. Until it applies to you, it's theoretical. It doesn't exist. Why is there a need for a gun? Said every liberal who's sitting behind, you know, protective walls or, you know, in this gauntlet of protection of so many people. It's easy for them to say they don't see themselves in harm's way. They are never in harm's way. Put them in the circumstance and then let them talk about it. That's all you got to do. Anyway, I didn't plan on covering this much on guns. I wanted to get into another story that's assigned, but we'll talk about it very shortly as, guess what? Time's flying when you're having fun. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It seems to me that the timing is a little suspicious given all that the president had said about Andy McCain. If you're the Attorney General of the United States, you run the damn Justice Department, you know? And you got to have the guts to look at the president every now and again and say no.
Oh, you got to know these leftists are so afraid of what's about to drop. That was Eric Holder, the former attorney general under Barack Obama, who was held in contempt And he's held in more contempt today. And it's funny to see him coming out and trying to pretend it's business as usual. Let me tell you what they're going around right now going, okay, everybody, it's business as usual. Don't forget about it. Forget about what Sessions is doing, where he's now said to Director Ray, you better stop slow rolling this, slow walking this information to Congress. That's a whole other story. But yeah, these guys, the Justice Judicial Watch has had to sue Donald Trump's administration more than he sued Barack Obama's, because the Justice Department, still run by swamp creatures, won't release information. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about McCabe, the guy who lost a part of his pension because he wrote an op-ed in WAPO. But a friend of mine tweeted something that McCabe actually said. Here's what he says. I realize that some of my answers were not fully accurate or may have been misunderstood. At worst, I was not clear in my responses and may well have been confused and distracted. That's what he said when questioned about lying to investigators, is some of my answers were not fully accurate. I love how the left have a way of changing the definition of things. I talked earlier about the princess. Now they want to make a princess girls who've had abortions. They want Disney to make abortion princesses. Hey, can you give us the Chelsea Handler story and make it into a Disney princess story? How about Stormy Daniels? Because then, guess what, America? We will redefine what a princess is. So generations of people will be taught that a princess is supposed to be a, you know, sacrosanct and, you know, essentially an object of purity, and no longer it's a prostitute or a porn star or a girl of ill repute, whatever. That's the type of thing now that will become the new princess. And that's what we've got here, a new euphemism for lying to investigators. My answers may not have been fully accurate. What? Partially accurate? A half truth, a half lie, a white lie? What? What is accuracy when you're in the FBI, supposedly one of the bastions of, you know, being of justice? You got me speechless. A bastion of justice. And here you are talking about, maybe I just wasn't quite all the way truthful with you, but I didn't really lie per se. Andrew McCabe in the FBI from 1996 until March 16th. Bureau's deputy director from 2016 when he got in until January of the following year. Acting director from May to August of 2017. On March 16th, here's what he writes. I spent the day with my family waiting to hear whether I would be fired after 21 years in the FBI. And one day before I qualified for my long-planned and earned retirement. As day turned to night, I had a lot of time to reflect on how it would feel to be separated from the organization I love and led, and the mission that has been central focus of my professional life. Despite all the preparations for the worst-case scenario, I still felt disoriented and sick to my stomach. Around 10 p.m., a friend called me to tell me that CNN was reporting that I had been fired. She read me the Attorney General's statement. So after 2 decades of public service, I found out that I'd been fired in the most disembodied and personal way. Third hand. Well, you should have been watching CNN, you clown. Then he says, based on a news account. Well, at least it wasn't fake news, Andy. Shortly after getting word, I noticed an email from the Justice Department official in my work account telling me that I had been, quote, removed from the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Civil Service. I had been accused of, quote, lack of candor. That is not true. I did not knowingly mislead or lie to the investigators. When asked about contacts with a reporter that were fully within my power to authorize as deputy director, and amid the chaos that surrounded me, I answered the questions as completely and accurately as I could. In other words, he gave you the standard FBI BS answers, the same way Comey did. It's going to get Comey fired, and well, he's already gone, but get Comey ultimately imprisoned. He says, when I realized that some of my answers were not, quote, fully accurate or may have been misunderstood, I took the initiative to correct them. At worst, I was not clear in my responses, and at best, and because of what was going around on me, may have well been confused and distracted. And for that, I take full responsibility. But that is not a lack of candor. And under no circumstances could it ever serve as a basis for the very public and extended humiliation of my family and me that the administration and the president personally have engaged in over the past year. Well, I'll tell you what, Andy. Here's what I have to say to you. Welcome to the party, buddy. What was it? Welcome to the party, pal. When McCabe, what was the McCabe? What's the guy's name in Lethal? I mean, you know what I'm talking about, the movie, right? Where he throws him over Die Hard. He throws the guy out the window. Welcome to the party, pal. Welcome to the party, FBI pals. Andy McCabe, a.k.a. Andrew McCabe, who worked for Comey, is as crooked as the rest of them. He was complicit in trying to get rid of Donald Trump. And now that Trump, in any way, shape, or form, fights back by telling Sessions, hey, look, this guy is a crook. He should not be rewarded. Because guess what? There's a new sheriff in town in D.C. that says you don't reward incompetence. There is no Peter principle to apply. You know what that is. You will rise to the level of your incompetence. Ergo, Barack Obama became president. This is the type of thing that we must address. And here's McCabe conspiring against Donald Trump, the private citizen, then conspiring against Donald Trump, the president. You want to know why he had the gall to do such a thing? He still believed himself to be more powerful than the president as a guy running the FBI. That's how much empowered he felt based on the previous administration. The level of power that had been given, turned over to James Comey and McCabe by way of the leftist establishment and the way things had been done in D.C. made this man believe he could oust a sitting president with the things that he did. Everybody in the food chain felt protected. I just want you to understand what you're dealing with here. People that felt themselves to be above the law, their calling, whatever it is that they decided to do at that moment, was bigger than any possible repercussions or ramifications they could possibly face. And so now, when caught, what does McCabe do? He starts whining. I was with my family, and I found out from somebody calling me, telling they were watching the news, and I had prepared myself for the worst case scenario. Then if you prepare for the worst case scenario, then get over it, crybaby, because it was done. If you're prepared for the worst case scenario, your stomach shouldn't be look, I've been in the deal where I'm like, you know what? This is what, I don't give a crap what happens. And I meant it. My stomach didn't get queasy when the word came in. If I was waiting on worst case scenario and it was better than that, I went, whoa, it could have been worse. I was prepared for worse. But I didn't sit around going, I'm going to write me an op-ed in Washington Post, and I'm going to tell people how bad they needed me. Lack of candor. That's all these guys have had is a lack of candor. His wife was a Clinton surrogate, and they accepted money from the Clinton Foundation, over $700,000 to run her campaign, and she was supposed to win. McCabe was doing everything he could to do it. Hillary Clinton was going to be the president, and Andy McCabe knew it, and everybody else in the establishment knew it, and they said, to heck with Donald Trump. He's never going to see the light of day on what we do to him. So who cares? Devil may care. And then Trump gets elected, and now this big baby wants to cry. He says this, not in my worst nightmares did I ever dream my FBI career would end this way. I believe that. I believe that's exactly right. He just knew that we've done everything we need to do to stay in power. We have bogarted this government for the last 3 decades. I got nothing to worry about. My 21 years in the FBI is safe. I got protection, man. I'm part of the racket. He says, the next day I wait to find the president celebrating my punishment. Andrew McCabe fired. A great day for the hardworking men and women of the FBI. A great day for democracy. He says, I was sad but not surprised to see such an unhinged public attacks on me would continue on my life after service to the FBI. President Trump's cruelty reminded me of the days immediately following the James of James B. Comey as the White House desperately tried to push the falsehood that people in the FBI were celebrating the loss of our director. The president's comments about me were equally hurtful and false, which shows that he had no idea how the FBI feel about their leaders. Do you believe that nonsense? FBI, I don't know many of the people. I know a couple people who work in the FBI, and I would never put them on the spot. But I can practically guarantee you they are embarrassed by these clowns. He says he wanted to do good. That's why he joined the FBI. No, he didn't. He wanted to be a crook, and that was the best way to do it. At least at some point, that's what happened in his career.
Be won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.